The Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau is seeking nominations for its annual Giving Recognition in Tourism, or GRIT, Awards. Nominations are due in writing by Friday, that's tomorrow, to the Fort Smith CVB by email, mail, fax, or in person at 2 North B Street. To nominate finalists, write the selection committee a description of why you believe this person or organization has earned recognition for their work supporting Fort Smith tourism. For more information, 783-8888.
Florida-Georgia Lines, This Is How We Roll, Summer Series 2014. That's a music tour, in case you didn't know. We'll kick off May 30th at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. The concert will feature special guest Nelly and opening act Chris Lane. Tickets go on sale 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at Ticketfly.com. If you'd like to know more about the concert, you can go to NWANaturals.com.
The Sea Chanters will perform a free concert at 7 p.m. March 22nd, that's Saturday, at Alma Performing Arts Center. The United States Navy Band Sea Chanters Chorus is the official chorus of the United States Navy. The ensemble performs a variety of music ranging from traditional choral music, including the sea chanty, to Broadway musicals. They're under the leadership of senior chief musician Georgina L. Todd. The Sea Chanters appear throughout the United States and often perform at the White House. Although admission is free, tickets are required and you can reserve up to 6 per family. Details available at almapac.org.
And speaking of Saturday, the City of Fayetteville Animal Shelter will be closed Saturday in order to complete work, refurbishing, and flooring. Plans have been approved to remove old vinyl tile from the entire front area of the main shelter building. According to a news release from the city, the current tile has been there ever since the building first opened, and it's being removed for both sanitary and aesthetic reasons. The Fayetteville Animal Shelter has adopted more than 200 pets since the beginning of this year. The shelter also offers an income-based spay and neuter program for city residents, as well as microchipping services for the general public. More information available at 444-3456, or you can go to accessfayetteville.org.
The animal shelter actually posted a picture of the cutest kitten that was available yesterday on their Facebook page. It's a 3-month-old kitten that came in with a bunch of injuries, and she only had one eye.
Oh.
But she was super cute.
I bet she gets adopted.